Good morning, beloved. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for your presence this day and every day, every hour, every minute. Hallelujah. We glory, we rejoice in your presence as fullness of joy. Thank you, Jesus. It's Psalm 89 this morning, and we're reading from verses 30 to 34. And the encouragement we're going to get here, guys, is it's just, when we've heard these words of eternal life, I think of Peter, that the Lord says, "Aren't you also going to leave me?" This is when many of the disciples and his followers left him. And then I think it was Peter or John. I said, "No, you have got the words of eternal life. So otherwise, how can we leave?" And so when we've heard the gospel, the wonderful promise is God in God promises us that us and our household will be saved. Another scripture says every family in heaven and earth finds a true name in God. So once one person in a family comes to the Lord, the angels are moving over time, and Jesus is ruling and reigning to draw all mankind unto him. So they're working overtime to bring the family in. So here is the encouragement in this prophecies of old, where God speaks to David and he says there will always be a king after my heart. And we know that that has been ultimately fulfilled in Jesus, and it's been fulfilled in Jesus as he's drawing us all out to be kings and queens, children of the Most High God, loved as much as God loved Jesus. So the encouragement here is for any prodigals that you've got out there of your children, be encouraged this morning. See these wonderful promises and embrace them. Amen. And it's verse 30 to 34.
But if his children turn from me and forsake my words, refusing to walk in my truth, renouncing and violating my laws, then I will surely punish them for their sins with my stern discipline until they regret it. But
Until they regret it. Carry on.
I will never, no, never lift my faithful love from off their lives.
Of their lives.
My kindness will prevail, and I will never disown them.
Hallelujah.
How can I revoke my covenant of love that I promised David? For I have given him my word, my holy, irrevocable word. How could I lie to my loving servant David?
Hallelujah. So the promises of God are there to be sought after like treasure. And then when you find them, you hold them, you bind them to your heart, you bind them to your lips, you bind them to your thinking, your attitudes, and your actions. And in Acts 10:11, you've got a wonderful picture there of the Lord intervening in Peter's life, because many times we just caught up in our own family, our own culture, people group, and but the Lord moves him out to go to the Gentiles, and there people come together, and there Peter preaches, and then the Holy Spirit falls on the people, and Peter perceives that this God is there for all. One died for all. So God is breaking his religious boundaries and moving him into more and more beauty. But the so you can read it in Acts 10:11, at verses Acts 10 and Acts 11, and then 11:13 or 14, which it's Acts 11, I think it's 13 or 14, but he says, and he's speaking about this, and he's sharing this, because the religious Jews just think it's just them and not anyone else, or want to know what's going on here, that he's preaching to the Gentiles and they're being saved. And then he says the angel spoke to him and told him, go out and speak words that of life, words of the new covenant, words of the covenant of love. God so loved the world that he sent his son. And you and your household will be saved. So there you got it, guys. When you're saved, you pray for the rest of your family. And if you've got prodigals out there, this is your encouragement this morning. Take hold of these great and precious promises, but so to help yourself, because you when you're worrying about your children, it's also detrimental to your health and to your fragrance. So embrace it for yourself and for them. Hallelujah. But also in this chapter, you see, when you go through it nicely and you read it properly, take time and go through these chapters. You see, what's his name, Nick?
Cornelius,
the Italian regiment, from the Italian regiment. It wasn't just his family that was there. Whoever he thought would appreciate this, what Peter had to say, he got together. So can you see the picture of our household is according to our faith? And as our religious boundaries collapse, like with Peter, you start seeing more and more people are also included. And even your enemies, you include in your prayer life. And so you are also helping bring them into the household of faith. Amen. So, but again, it's always according to your faith. And your faith is according to you drawing close to God and God drawing close to you. So draw close to God and be liberated. And then what you, the liberation, the freedom, the rescue you are finding, know it's also for every person out there. And include them then in your household, in your prayer life. Amen. Include them in your prayer life so that, and holding on to these promises so that they can also come into the household of faith. Do good to all people, and especially the household of faith. Amen.
Amen.